I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Chris Malone. Here is a look at KTK Morning News for Friday, December 2nd, 2022. State leaders are seeking a court ruling that would force Gainesville to reverse its decision on eliminating single-family zoning. The Florida Department of Economic Opportunity filed a formal request this week with the court to compel city leaders to reverse its decision that allows multifamily homes to be built in single-family neighborhoods. The agency says the city's ordinance is in conflict with a 40-year-old state program that addresses and provides affordable housing. It also claims the ordinance is in conflict with the city's own comprehensive plan, and it would be, quote, ineffective in providing low-cost homes. The hearing is scheduled for December 6th in Tallahassee. A separate lawsuit filed by Gainesville Neighborhood Voices also seeks for the city to reinstate single-family zoning. A potentially devastating economic shutdown was narrowly averted Thursday as Congress voted to force railroad companies and their unions to agree to a new labor contract, ending the threat of a walkout scheduled for a week from today. The government action comes after the unions and companies failed to come up with a new contract, with the main sticking point involving paid sick leave for workers, which some unions wanted and companies didn't. Congress invoked a nearly century-old law to ward off a strike that could have cost the economy $2 billion a day. Over 40% of long-distance freight is transported by the nation's rail system. And a North Carolina woman hit the jackpot twice in one day. 28-year-old Brenda Hernandez bought a Powerball ticket for the November 9th drawing. Later that same day, she went into labor and was rushed to the hospital to deliver her first daughter and third child overall. While her daughter's birth was reason enough to celebrate, hours after delivery, she checked her lottery ticket and found out that she had won $100,000 in the drawing. Hernandez says that was a lot of luck for a single day, and she plans to use her winnings to pay off the family's home.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Florida lawmakers are reportedly discussing plans to reverse its intention of stripping the Walt Disney World Company of its right to operate as a private government at its Orlando theme parks. In March, Governor Ron DeSantis signed a law that terminated Disney's self-governing authority after the company voiced opposition to the parental rights in education law that limits the teaching of LGBTQ plus issues in public schools. Multiple sources had warned that dissolving the Reddy Creek Improvement Act of 1967 would be a financial disaster for Florida, which would be forced to absorb over $1 billion in debt. State lawmakers are rumored to be working on a compromise that would allow Disney to keep the arrangement largely in place. If left unchanged, Disney's jurisdiction exemption will end in June of 2023. A Florida zoological park is seeking the return of its two Galapagos tortoises that were stolen this week. The St. Augustine Alligator Farm and Zoological Park says two endangered captive-born tortoises were found missing Wednesday morning and worry their well-being is in jeopardy as they require a special diet and supplements. The park is reviewing surveillance footage of who stole the animals and are confident they'll have images to provide the public soon. According to TortoiseExpert.com, a Galapagos tortoise can cost anywhere from $6,000 for a hatchling to $30,000 for an adult. Galapagos tortoises have been known to live for more than 150 years. Anyone with information on the whereabouts of the tortoises are asked to contact Florida Fish and Wildlife. And hundreds of Maryland homes were without power for hours after a small airplane crashed into an electrical transmission tower. The pilot and passenger were stranded for hours, almost 100 feet in the air, until rescue crews could safely cut the power and assemble rescue equipment to the rural area 45 minutes southwest of Baltimore. While rescuing the passengers was easy, removing the airplane tangled in the tower took some time. After the airplane was removed, the power lines were inspected and electricity began flowing through them once again. The FAA is investigating the accident.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.